UN Women and Standard Bank have partnered to empower over 50,000 women farmers in Malawi, Uganda, Nigeria, and South Africa. The women are equipped with the skills and resources needed to grow their businesses through modern and environmentally friendly farming technologies that increase productivity and incomes. We get you more details on the Climate Smart Agriculture Collaboration. I'm joined by Magdalene Madete, Secretary General of SAWIF. A very good evening to you, ma'am. Thank you very much for joining us. And so let's start with the importance of females within the agricultural sector.
Yes, I believe, and that is important, that females should be within the agricultural sector, especially from the experience that I have and the experiences that we have. They always want to see the end product within their production in the agriculture. And they are so dedicated in that they even form organizations that are encouraging them to produce more. And then if you can see our women, our female farmers, they produce in a small land, but they are able to feed their families, communities, and even sell the remaining produce. So it is important for them to have. I imagine if they can have a bigger land than what they are occupying currently, they'll definitely add value to our country's economy.
And how will these female farmers benefit from the support that you are providing?
There are training interventions. We are training them in terms of how to manage their farming business. And then we also have partners like UN Women, and who are coming with training interventions. Our women went through a lot of trainings like digital literacy, financial literacy, and it assists them to be able to manage their agricultural farming business.
The importance of technology in the agricultural sector and keeping up to date with the latest trends, how important is that, especially given the challenge of climate change?
It is very important to do for them to have knowledge of technology, especially in this current days that we are farming in. You know, we had this... We had a digital literacy training. That's where we were able to see that it's very important for our female farmers to have this knowledge of technology, because some of them didn't have emails. They didn't know that they can even market themselves online. You know, they only produced and went to sell their produce. They didn't know that they can go further to market their produce online, and then also to keep their records in terms of the system, like the IT, using the computers, using all those digital literacy skills that they have received. It is important in these days for them to be, so that they will also be able to know the market, how the market trends, the market prices, and then what is the activities in agriculture. It really assists them in that regard.
In terms of the countries that you chose, so female farmers in Malawi, Uganda, Nigeria, and South Africa, what informed which countries will be supported?
Most of those countries have organized themselves in terms of cooperatives, like instead of women farming in silo. So it is important that they work collectively in cooperatives, which assist in terms of women benefiting in collective as agriculture, because in cooperatives we have more than 5 people in a cooperative. So imagine how many women benefit out of that, and then with the interventions that are online.
How would you say that COVID-19 has impacted the agricultural sector?
It has impacted the farming industry negatively, especially in that when it started, level 5, you know, most of the farmers they had only prepared land. They were preparing to plant. So all that just gone away. And then it was so difficult for those who have started to get the fertilizers, some implements, because most of the institutions that supply that were closed. If we are just starting to recover, it has impacted negatively on their farmers.
No doubt, as it has every other industry. Thank you very much for your time. Magdalene Madete, Secretary General of SAWIF.